This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Law enforcement officials are ramping up security outside Washington Federal Courthouse, where Donald Trump is due to answer charges he tried to overturn his 2020 presidential election loss. Barricades were erected Thursday morning. In an AP interview, former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says keep an eye out for judges to restrict what Donald Trump can say about the case against him.
There comes a point in time when he crosses the line, and he's both taking personal attacks against the people who brought the case, and he's taking personal attacks on the case itself that one might interpret would sway the mind of potential jurors.
And what's become a familiar but nonetheless stunning ritual, Trump is expected to be taken into custody and enter a not guilty plea in front of a judge before being released. Then Trump can rejoin the 2024 campaign trail as he seeks to reclaim the White House. Niger's ruling junta and civil society groups have called on citizens to fight for the country's freedom against foreign interference. AP correspondent Karen Chamas tells us more.
A Russian court has imposed a $4,400 fine on technology company Apple. A justice of the peace in a magistrate's court announced that he found Apple guilty of failing to delete podcasts and apps that spread false information about the conflict. The court has also fined the Wikimedia Foundation $33,000 for retaining material on Russian language Wikipedia pages. Interfax news agency said the court believed the information violated a law against discrediting Russia's military and spreading false information about the Ukraine conflict. Since the start of the war, Russia has enforced various punitive measures on any criticism or questioning of the military campaign. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is VOA News. As the UN...